We are continuing our shul in Matzot Chaim. We are now in Perek Zayim of Shal Orot Zun. In the old editions, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and those with the new edition of Matuk Mikdvash, it's Chelek Beis, page Tafkuf Ayin Taka. Okay, this perek we're going to discuss about, and besol Parshas Chukas, we're going to see about the Shirs Haber. What we call Ber Miriam. So Klal Yisrael sang a shir, very small shir, and there we're going to explain all the psukim. It's basically one pasuk split into three or four parts over there. We're going to explain every single word of that shir, which is very, very interesting. Not something we could have thought of. It's only Arizal B'derech Nevuah could have thought out from the Zohar. It's all based on the Zohar. And Agav, he's going to throw a lot of droshes at us and a lot of yesoid. This is quite compact, this parak, so we have to really concentrate here. And Tashem will finish off to parak ches tonight. So let's continue. Here we go. V'nevai sod posug az yashir yisrael et ashir azois. So Klal Yisrael is singing a shir for, and it's continuing the bear. And he says, Ali, the posug says, Ali be'er inulah. We'll see what that means. Shuhu medaber b'tikun Rochel. Believe it or not, it's talking about the tikun of Rochel, parts of Rochel. Metchilas tikuna ad siyum tikuna. Shuhu lehevia ponim beponim imza anika Yisrael. So let's just make a little hakdama here. So what happens? We know we spoke about this many times in either the Shulam on the Shah Kavanas or on the time, that Nukva always starts off in the back of Zah. Remember, Zah, this is Zah. This is the back of Zah. This is Rochel. She always starts off a small portion of Zah, comparatively. So she is there, and then she's going to grow up to full size, and then she's going to go Ponim Beponim. But when she goes Ponim Beponim, believe it or not, she reduces again to the size of an Akuda Katana. And she has to be built on the tzad of panim, and then finally she'll be able to make a zivug with that. So that's the pshat. Now, even though we see the Arizal says she's memayat to herself, it's not really memayat because it's two tzadim. The way the Mefarshim explained, there's a tzad achoraim of hers and the tzad panim of hers. So even though she is now full fledged, go ach ba'ach, she's grown the whole length of zah, and therefore she is the complete. When she goes panim beponim, she's reduced, but only her panim. It's really not reduced. Her panim was never built up anyways. So it's lav davka, the loshman here is mimayit. Really, it's lav davka mimayit, but rather, we're going to start now building her up the panit side of her. But her achoraim is already built. So that is the whole inin of the inin of Shir Saber. That is going to be Klal Yisrael is going to be chavin to build up Rochel because they want the shefa, they want the mayim from the bear that can only come by via zivug, za, which is Yisrael and Rochel. Venoda says the Arizal, ki kasher chozer imo ponim beponim. Mima'etis, and this is the lotion that's going on about, more is like ki'ilus mima'etis, b'sod nekuda achas kitana tachas yisod ezao, v'achikar nigdelis me'at me'at, ad shi oila imo lios ponim b'ponim me'at me'mala, v'zil, and that's shot in the posuk, ali bear, go up bear, mean grow, you Rochel, grow up, inu lo she'ata b'hiyois ponim b'ponim, nikas be'er k'nizka le'el. Because now she's completely ponim beponim. There she's a full-fledged, she's graduated, and we give her the name called Be'er, which is the Shvach. V'hi oile aliyah ach aliyah me'mata le'mala ad she'chozeres ponim beponim. That's the kavon of Klal Yisrael by singing the shir. Now that's one pshat. Since the Arizal od yesh lefarish pirosheni beposek, I have another pshat in this. Again, these are all based on the Zohar. So he's going to go now by Arichas Godel to explain, and only at the end he's going to tell the second pshat. So we're going to leave that for the moment, and we're going to continue with the next posuk, the next chelik of the posuk of Shira, the Shiras Haber. The next words as follows: Ber chafua sorim, that the bear was dug by the sorim. Now, Yuvan, he explains, Yuvan b'mashen noda, ki hine anuk v'deza nikar Rochel. We know, as we've said, the nuk v'deza is Rochel, and that is the reference over here. That's the bear that we're speaking about, we're building around. V'hi yosa ach ba'ach imo, hine arosh shela aya mechatzia tachton di tiferes deza. Again, when you look at za like this, his tiferes, that means the end of his goof is over here, that's where she starts. So it means her head, basically, is where his tiferes is. Names like his siyum tiferes, at the end of siyum, the za, he pi ama shelo. So obviously, at the end of your goof starts your ama. That's the beginning of your ama. Nasi mimenu pi nukva asher hu b'siyum arosh shela. That means that her mouth, the pi of her nukva. That means that the mouth is connected his. His zachus with his pia ama. That's important to remember. V'ka'asher achika chozer lios imo ponim b'ponim. Then finally, when they go ponim b'ponim, alta kol shir koimas zam. She again grows the complete size of zam when she goes ponim b'ponim. Nimza ki mash v'heyoisa ach ba'ach haya rosho nisha v'ata v'b'chinas tiferes shebo. So what was originally her pay, Keneg is his yesod, when she goes finally ponim v'ponim, she's completely grown, that same pay of nukva is going to be where her yesod is. And that yesod, again, is going to be connected, the yesod of Zah. Is that clear? So her original peh, that same mokum, will now become her yesod. When she goes ponim b'ponim. V'zeh zoh deyoz b'chinas tashmish nikra v'loshem machila v'dibo v'kol mokum. Now he's going to answer a big cash over here. Because Chazal, the Poshe Pshan Chazal, that they use loshem tashmish, b'loshem nikia, they use it b'loshem achila v'dibo. Now, why Davka did they choose Tashmish to use in the Loshen, to use Achil v'dibo b'loshen Noki for Tashmish? Why don't they use some other, another Loshen? Why Davka did they hop on Achil and Dibo? That's the cash over here. So he explains, according to what he just said over here, it makes a lot of sense. Because what was originally the Pe of Nukva became the Yesod of Nukva. Here. And that Yesod of the Nukva is connected the Yesod of Zah. And he explains, Kemosha Omru, it's actually a Mishnah Ksuvah, it's in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Perik Aleph, and the Mishnah says as follows, Ra'u midaberes im echad. We see her speaking to somebody else. An Eshet Ish is talking, or Penuya is talking to somebody else. That's what Rashi learns. Omru la mativo, what, my high, why are you talking to this strange man? And the Gemara's Mevarva Omru the Gemara, my midaberes, what was she speaking? What's Pshat midaber? She was talking. So the Gemara says, there's two dares, the Ritz is only bringing one, but the Ika is the second dare. The first dare is Nistera. She was, the Beres means Veloshen Nistera. She was hiding. She secluded herself with her. But the other one, the Rav Asi actually says, is Loshen Be'ila. Loshen Be'ila. Loshen Tashmish. That she was Mad Midaberes. That means the Loshen Midaberes is associated with Tashmish. V'chein sham, also there's another rai from Daf Samech Ches. Daf Samech Hey, sorry, Amud Beis. That same perek, and the perek, no, the perek later on, we should call perek Afa Pink Suvas. V'ocheres imo belel Shabbos. The Gemara says that she was eating, and they were eating together, Lel Shabbos. He was eating with her. May ocheres imo, the Gemara says Tashmish. It's clear the Loshen Achila and the Loshen Dibo is the Loshen Tashmish. V'chein b'Torah, also in Shir Shem, Yavarai, Ichlu Re'im in Shir Shem, v'hu zivug elyon de Abba v'ima, k'nizka b'sefer zoh, Parshas v'yikra. So you see, Ichlu Re'im is a Loshen, Ichlu is a Loshen Zivug. V'chein kosa b'dere, also in Mishle in Lamed Chav, it says, Derech isha min ha'efes achla umachta piha. See that? You have achla and Pia together, and she's Menaethis, that means she's doing Tashmish, together with the Achila. So those are Kamarayas to associate the Loshen of tashmish with achil and dibo because of the yisod that her peh was keneged her yisod b'ponim. Let us continue. Now, he's going to continue with actually this posuk in Mishle. The posuk in Mishle starts by saying, Derech isha min ha'efes achla macha piha. And then the posuk continued, Piyusha posuk, ve'amra, and she tainted, lo pa'alti ovon. And she said, no, you got me wrong, I didn't do anything wrong. Lo pa'alti ovon. No, he's going to explain what that means. Yuvan b'masha muvo atzleinu, al masha muvo b'idra rabba. This is based on the Zohar again, the Idra rabba. Yesiv al kosya de shavavin v'achpio. Ein sham. Ki hu sod ma she omur av seinu zichronam livrocha ba nacha shel chava. Piro she'inen, ki yesh b'chines shemois elokim di kedusha, o meshal shelim lemata negi klipas aklipois, hanikra elokim achrim besod, melech elohim al goyim. Ki nizkara b'savad in shpato. He's going to explain. It's a bit cryptic then, but I'll explain to you soon. Let's continue reading and then I'll summarize. This is the type of parak, really, you have to really learn the whole parak, and we're going to summarize. It's a bit jumpy because he's throwing in all these, interjecting all these different psukim, and purushim sort of lose the wave or the flow of the what he's trying to get to by meaning the Sheol Sabeah, which is the binyan of Nuk. So let's continue. V'kasher ovon govam. הקליפס נחלולים זה בזה, אלו באלו. ועד שאויסו ברכינת לשמויס אלוקים לקדושה, נכנסים לקדושה ציון בא, וסוד הגבורוס אשר שם ביסוד שלה. ואין התקלו לו את זה, השמויס אלוקים, נזכר ביחד, נקרא ברכינת ביאת נחש על חבר. Now listen to this. That we're discussing two inyonim, first of all. The most, the one we're going to explain over here is the inyan of Bias, the Nachash al Chava. Now, we know that, this is the famous Chazal, that there was the Nachash made, Shamish with Chava. Since that reason, Chaz v'sholem to think such a thing. Actually, we're going to read the next piece, it's just, he says it's Mefurosh. Ki mash v'tchila be'es rotzon, haya mezavig ima, ובחינס יסוד ונשיא ואליו נקרא פלא כנודע. הנה, עתה, בשעס אובון, it means, היא מקבלת מהנשיא ואחרי החיצון של אלוקים. נקרא גם כן פלא, אני אמרת בראשי טוב, ולא פעלתי אובון. Which is the ראשי טוב, זה פלא. כי היא אומרת שלא קיבלו שפע מפעולות הפלא החיצון ההוא, אשר בו נכלו לקליפס נקראות אובון. רק מנציבי אלו, מהקודש כולו פנימי, אבל אין קליפה נכנסים שם חז ושולם. והר נזבאייר, זיבו ניקה ולא שם דיבו ואחלה, והטעם הוא לסיבה נזכר לאל שהפה שלה הראשון ביויסו, אך באך, נעשה לה, עתה בכינס פונים בפונים, פה הטחתון בישראל חמר. שלא נספנית, שלא נזכובק לרוקה. So he's explaining the Indian about נחש and the חבר. Now, I'm going to explain to you, the way it goes is as follows. There are a shefa which is called Elohim. Now, Elohim, if you take the five letters of Elohim and you times it by themselves, you find there's 120 Elohim. 120 Kuf Chav Tzirufe Elohim. Now, these are what we call Elohim de Kedusha. It's a shefa, it's Elohim, even though it's Dine, but it's still Dine de Kedusha. Now, comparatively, that we have also Elohim Acherim, Elohim Acherim. Those are reference to the Klippas. They also have their Shefa. Now, the way it works, we've said many times, that the Klippas is Yoinik from the Kedusha. It's either or. Either Kedusha chaps the Kedusha, or that means the Klal Yisrael are going to chap the Kedusha, or it's going to be the Klippas. Now, what's happening over here? Bishas Kedusha Gavaltik. What's going to happen is that when the Partufam and Zavik, all these Kuf Chaf Elohim de Kedusha are going to be nichnas into the Yesod de Nukva. Mash Enke. If Klal Yisrael are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, the Beshas Oven, Shalom Beshas Rotzon, and therefore, the Elohim's de Tuma, or the Klippas, are Mizgaba, they're below. Just imagine you have 120 levels of Elohim, Shefel de Elohim de Kedusha, and underneath there starts the world of Klippa, world of Tuma. If Kladis are not doing what they're supposed to do, all that Gvaltik Shefa, that Kedusha, is going to be zapped up and intermingled with what we call Elohim Achirim. That means Elohim, the klipa. Now, that's one tzara, that's one problem. And the other problem is when they come to Mizavik, the Partsuf, how to Mizavik? Without that, there's no continuation over here. The Shefa won't come down to Klal Yisrael. So when Zar are Mizavik, when Zar is Mizavik with the Nukva, the purity of that Zivuk is not going to be there. The purity, and therefore that's going to Mamayit the Shefa. But, says Arizal, something very important. It doesn't mean that the Elohim, the Tumah, or the Klipa, are going to be Nichnas into Nukva. He says, Chaz v'shalom to say that. And that's why he's taking this Chazal, particularly when Chazal, everybody thinks that Nachash, Ba Nachash al Chava, means that there was a Bia, that's a mistake, Toz Meikara, there was no such thing. Not to be taken literally, Chaz v'shalom, there's no Bia whatsoever, but rather there's an intermingling of these Elohim, the Kiddush, and Elohim, the Klipas. But Bashas Bia, when Zah was Mizavig, that had sort of an interference of what we call the Nachash, or these Klipas, or these Elohims, the Acherim. They intermingled and they had some interference with the Zivug, but there was no actually Zivug with the Nachash and the Chavah. Okay, Akopani, what do we come out with? We come out that the Loshon, we find in Chazal, the Loshon of Achila and Dibo is associated with Tashmish, because the pe, again, I'm going to repeat myself a third, fourth time, that the pe of Nukva originally, which was behind the Tiferes, or the Tchilas, or the pe, was a Keneged, the pe of the Yisod Zah, when she finally goes Ponim Beponim, her Yisod is going to be Mamash that point. So her Yisod and her pe will be identical positions, one for the other. Okay, so, let's continue with that. Now I'm going to discuss a little bit about the binyan of the sod, the nukva. Now this is most of the essential points of the building of nukva, and that's what this whole parak is about now. Vinoda. Ki beis rechem sheba hu omuch. Her beis rechem is omuch. Dugmas a bear. Shenase ledeich fil. Now that's the kesher between her yesod and the bear. Because we know her yesod is introverted. The Eidu Boilik Yesod is Zohar. Zohar's Yesod is Boilit, and the Nukva is always introverted. Now the Pshat like that, the Pshat is in in Etz Chaim, Shah Chavtetz explains why that is. Because Zah always takes the Chasodim for himself, that's the particular Shefa that he takes. And because of this influx of Shefa, the Ribu all blow out of Zah, creating this Blita, which is called the Yesod Zah. Mashenken Nukva doesn't receive this influx of Chasadim, but rather she receives what's called Gvuos. He takes a Chasadim, she takes the Gvuos, and Gvuos are the opposite reaction. They create a Chafira, they are the introverts. They create a tzimtzu, the koach tzimtzu, koach din, and that's why she has a inverted yesod than the patsuf of Zohar. And then it continues. Ve'inyan hachafira be'aze nirmaz be'Avraham v'Yitzhak. Okay, another part. We have to find exactly what kesh Avraham and Yitzhak have to do with this. Shechofru aberot ahem v'day b'zeh. Okay, we'll see later on actually explains this. It's not only finishes off here, but explains later on that Avraham and Yitzchak have to do with the Yadayim De'ima. We'll see if we go along. Now, the Kemoshe Kotzer B'Sefer Zohar Parshas Vayelech Daf Resh Pei Vav Ein Shal Amud Al V'Zeh L'Shaynus. This is what the Zohar explains to us in Parshas Vayelech. Alei Be'er. So he said the Zohar in Parshas Vayelech is being mazbit to us. It's giving pshat in the Pasul in Shios Be'er. So the pasuk says Ali Be'er, go up Be'er. So the Zohar says Sak means go up, Le'atrich to your place, Litchabra be'balech to mechaber yourself to the Baal. It means you Nukva go up and mechaber yourself to the Baal, which is Zah. And the pasuk continues Be'er chafua savim, and the bear was dug by the savim, by the princes. Says the Zohar, pshat do'olidu la abba ve'ima ilo. That Abba Ve'ima gave birth, or actually grew, the parts of Rachel. And the apostle continues, Karu Nedivei Am, that they dug, another lotion of digging, the Nedivei, which are the also princes, Ha'am. Who's that a reference to? Says the Zohar, Ilin Avahon. Those are the Ovas HaKadoshim. Those are Avon Yitzchak. They dug the bear. Okay, that's Taich. That's the Zohar Taiches up. Let's see how this works. How he explains. Pirosha Inihu. Ki hine in chafira bear, the digging, the whole inner of digging of the bear, hazehu, the Ovas of always mamish misasik in digging bears. That's the whole digging the well. What does that mean? So what was the kavon of his sod? So he says that in the chafir saber zehu la sois lo beis rechem. Imagine that. So I know Chazal says connected to the beis hamikdash and so the mayonis, which is connected to the beis rishon, beis hamikdash sheni. But says the Arizal, it's really more specifically have to do with the beis rechem of the nukva. That's what they were building. They were building and digging the beis rechem of Rachel. When they are the first chafua, and the pasuk is referring to Abba v'Ima, and then when we refer to Karua, that's going to refer to the digging of Avon Yitzhak. Besod vayiven Hashem Elokim et Sela vayivea el Adam. That's what the pasuk in Bereishi is referring to when Hashem Elokim. By the way, Das is always Abba v'Ima. Believe it or not. Okay. So even though we said the Eibishter, Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we're referring back more specifically to Hashem Elokim, which is Abba v'Ima, Shigadlu ve'alu shavu b'shavu kol b'kol komas za poni b'poni. Asher al yedei ken naaseh perishon shelo b'chinas yisod shelo k'nizka. V'zish amar be'chafu osorim ilin Abba v'Ima. So even Abba v'Ima were responsible to building up Nukva. That's Pshat Pasuk. Vive Hashem Elokim Etzela Vive El Adam. V'omnam Em, that means Abba V'Ima, Lo Asu Rak B'chinas Chafir Zan Mokam Hu Levad. What did they do? We have to follow the Talich over here. What's happening is Abba V'Ima, which is the Pasuk just above Zavanukva, they created the essentials that were there. They dug. That means they bore her and they created her and put a ponim beponim, creating the haschola of her bechinas harechem, which is the most important part of the nukva. Ve'achaka karu nidvei am. That's the next part of the pasuk. What's karu nidvei am? He bechinas nitsinasam ba hamayim nukvim. Hamayim nukvim toch habe'er hahu. Ashe inin ze karu yikara karu. Vehu bechinas. Nisinas ma'am nukvim elu babi yesod sheba al yedei ha-chesed gvod ima shem shtei ha-yadayim, I'll explain in a minute, shela shebahem chamash etzbol, so she took her five fingers on both hands, that's 10 fingers, that's 2 hands, shem sod chamisha gvoz, which each hand represents gvoz, matzapach, akfulos, asher elu yoldo lemata v'nase b'chinas mayim nukvim b'yesod nukva d'za. So let me explain the way it goes. So Ima, just imagine this. Ima is going down with her two hands. As we know, the hands represent gvuras. Now, she'll have 5 fingers to the right, 5 fingers to the left. Now, the way it's represented in the Torah, it's called the letters of the Torah, which goes to Matzbach. Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, Chaf. And those are either in the middle of the text or the final letters, the final letters. So the middle of the text are called the Chasadim de Das, and at the end of the letters, the final letters in the Aleph Beis are called Gvuos de Gvuos. All right, either the Chasadim de Gvuos or Gvuos de Gvuos. Okay, so therefore, all 10 of those Mansebach are going to go into Nukva and create the Keli of her Yesod. They're going to form it like clay. They're going to form that Keli. Now, even though the Loshon here is a little bit misleading, and I'm basing myself on the Maskir Shalom, he says, even though it seems to be the Mashman that these 5 fingers, 10 fingers, these 10 Mansebach which are coming, are actually the Mayim Nukvim which go inside the Keli. That seems to be Mashman. He says it 2 or 3 times here. But the Mefashim said, Klal, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, the Maskir Shalom, said we're talking about actually the Bechina, which will enable the Mayim Nukvim to go in the Keli. That's the Pshat over here. So they say Bechinas Nitzinasam, Nitzinasam Ba Mayim Nukvim doesn't actually mean that we're actually the Ima is placing the Mayim Nukvim inside, but rather it's Lavdavka. It rather means it will allow and enable Mayim Nukvim to eventually go in. That's Pshat over here. That's stage number one. So that's stage number two. So far, stage number one is Abba Vima are going to come along and move her and create her as a whole in front of Zah. Stage number two is we're going to focus the Yadayim, the Ima are going to go in particularly and create a Mokum, which is called the Yesoid of Ima, of Nukva, which is crucial. Crucial, because without a Yesoid, she won't be able to Mekabel from Zah at all. This sort posuk. Now we're going more into depth into this mantzapach, the five fingers, this koach to create kelim. From a posuk in Bereishis, when he speaks when Yosef Atzadik spoke to the Mitzrim, as you do, he used the lashon also of yadayim or yodos. V'haya says the posuk betvuos when he was talking about the tvuah, selling and nurturing all the tvuah, but times of the fast, times of the famine there. V'nasasam chamishis leparo v'arba yodos yilachem. So, one-fifth of the harvest you give to Paro. Four-fifths you can keep for yourself and you can eat. Now, why did he use the lashon of yodos? Four hands. He just said four portions, chalakim. Why did he use lashon yodos? V'ini yodos elu nizbaya etzlinu b'sha yichudim, which is yichud dalit, if anybody wants to look it up. V'sham timtze yichud echad, shekol oysam ha-shemois nasi yad yad ayin sham. V'gam b'dush tlat reishin, which is found in the Ider Abba, nizbaya inyan ze. Nizbaya etzit. Okay, we're not going to go sidetracking ourselves into that, but that basically has to do with the same inyan of the mantzapah, the five fingers, which represents the yad, which is 14. Okay, let's continue. For Omna, so the inu b'kitzur huze. Kine b'chinas shtei azroot the arich nasi b'chinas mochim the abba. Now I'll tell you why he's speaking about arich. Now we actually when we're talking about ima versus nukva, ima fixing up the kli yesoid the nukva. All of a sudden talks about arich. Pshat is whatever we're going to see the relationship between arich and ima. Ari will be fixing up the yesod the ima. The same scenario will happen with ima fixing up the yesod of nukva. So it's a binyan av. So let's pay attention here. V'omnam so the ina b'kitzur hu ze kihine b'chinas shtei zro de arich nas b'chinas mochim de abav ima. The two hands, the two arms actually of ari will make the mochim of abav ima. That means the right hand will make the chokhma of abav ima. The left hand of Arich would create the bina of both Abba and Ima. V'gam b'chinas shtei itchin genizin, which is the chug, which is in das. In das, the hidden, the two itchin, which is chasson in das and gevurza das. V'yihi v'lebata Abba v'Ima. It's also going to give it to Abba v'Ima, which eventually will give it to Zah. V'sod das shelo kenoda. Aval, sod chamesh etzbos sheyesh b'kol yad mehem ein sham mikono. That is not the mokum. Right over there, we're dealing with the inyan of creating the moichim of Abba v'Ima. So the right hand again of creating the chokhmas and the chokhmas of both Abba v'Ima. Left hand will be creating the binos of both chokhma v'bina, both of Abba v'Ima. And then finally, the das is going to be introduced to Abba v'Ima, and then finally into Zah. But the inner of the etzba also not mentioned. V'ina shtei yodos the ari l'anpin t'chavayu shekirin kechada v'nikrim yad achaz belvad al der kol shav chinosav shenem aleihem be'idra abba le'smol v'hai atika kule yamina v'adaksiv hine ayin Hashem. We don't see any loshon rabim. So by Atik, you have to understand Atik is considered to be one. There's no right and left side to Atik officially. Of course there is, but officially there's not. We look at it as all one. It's considered to be smaller by Hayatika. It's like the mean. So we all look at him as kula rachamim, it's kula yamin. It only has one hand. And that's why the loshon of ayin Hashem, it doesn't say ayin Hashem. I should have two, because it's all considered to be one b'chinah. Abba v'Ima, you have two hands. So therefore, let's make a cheshbon. You have one hand by Atik, two hands by Abba, and two hands by Ima. Then you have five hands altogether. That's what we want to get to, the five hands. V'nimtza ata ki yesh ki be'arich ampin ובאבא ואמא יש חמש ידות. There's five altogether. Again, Atik has one because his two hands are considered to be one. Abba has two, that's three altogether. And then Ima, her two hands, that's five altogether. Vine, ayat chamishit, again, he's explaining the posuk by Yosef. Remember, he said five parts, one fifth parallel, and four fifths you can keep to yourself. And the question was, why is he using Loshon Yodois? So the Yosef at Tzadik, was a goyse mekubal, believe it or not, and he was merames to this Indian over here. Vihine hayal chamishit he oisa shel arich klulu b'shtei yodayim. When he was referring to one fifth power, listen to this. You would never dream of such a pshat. When he was referring to the one fifth going to paro, one hand var is actually two hands. Ela nikra yad kenizka aleha nema v'nasim chamishel paro. I give them to paro now. Listen to this. Shehi ima nikra paro. Incredible pshat. He says paro actually means ima Elohim. That's one of our holiest patsufin is referred to paro. So listen to this. The pshat is when Yosef Atzadi was said, give him one fifth of paro. Didn't he paro the melech Mitzrayim, but rather give it to ima. Ima hanikra paro. It says as odd, taman idgailin. With parshan kol nikudim kenizka besof besefer besefer zoa. That means power the loshon priya or gilui. That means you should give it to the one who is going to megale. Give it the koach. That means from arich this yad achas. Give it via im. Give it via arich to ima, which is finally going to megale this all later on. That's pshat. That's what he was mechaber. Not the fact that they should give it to paro specifically, but rather should give it over mechaber to give it to paro, which means ima. Means ima. Just the godless of Yosef HaTzadik. Okay. That's why Yosef HaTzadik was using the loshon yodois to mechaber to the yad of arich, which eventually going to give it over to the yad, the yadayim or to yesod of ima. Now, let's continue. The yad of arich is going to fix the yesodima. His right hand includes the left, because in the right hand you have a left side to the right hand and a right side to the right hand. And the small and the yamin, also the same thing. In your left hand, you have a right side of your right hand, right side of your left hand, and then you have a left side of the left hand. In the same way, the left hand has five fingers, negative five gvuos. Ken chamesh etzbot b'yad yamin, hen b'chinas chamesh gvuos. V'emsol chamesh otzios amfenas. So you have five fingers, negative mansapach on the left hand side. Five fingers, negative five letters of mansapach on the right hand. Shem gvuos, and they're double, like you said. Ve'elu nishavu sham berechem yesod ima. So arech's five fingers again, or ten fingers actually, are going to go and form the yesod de ima. Or mehem nasi keli yesod ima. This is the point. The point is it fixes the keli. It should be the base keyboard. Lalos mayim nukvim. This means to be roy in order to enable the mayim nukvim. Not the yadai make the alias man, but rather they create a situation where it will enable this later on. Now, of them, what about the other four? We talked about one fifth going to power. What about the other four parts? Of them, Abba Yadot Acherim Shel Abba Ve'ima Yilachem. That's Pshat Yilachem. He told the Mitzrim, you can keep four fifths for yourselves of the harvest. And one fifth goes to power. So one fifth, we understood, is going to Ima. The four fifths you can keep for yourselves. That means Abba Ve'ima. Abba Ve'ima. What a good Pshat. Now, lefi that havana, we can understand how the yesod of nukva is built. V'hini adel ze mash birash nupos is gidi lemal be'ima. Yifanush gam ker lemal te benukva dizah. We also understand because of this, possibly the exact same thing is happening to build up the nukva, the yesod of nukva. Kine chamesh yados hem. This fine, I will explain. V'hem yad achas de'ima klula b'shtei yadois ke'achas. Venasikli Mayim Nukvim the Rachel Nukva Deza Alder Niska. So Ima has two hands. But since she's the highest of all the Paltzuvim that were particularly, so we're starting with Iman going down, which is she's the highest of this particular system, so her two halves are going to be considered one, as like same way the Arir was considered to be one. So that's one hand. Ve'od yesh dalit arba yadot acherot she'em shtei yadot zav shtei yadot nukva. So you have two on zav, two on nukva, plus the one in ima. That's five. And we're back to the five hands. Ve'aleim ne'ama arba yadot yilachem. And those four yads will belong to them. It's two zav will keep his two hands and nukva will keep his two hands. Only ima will donate her two hands in order to create the yesod, the nukva. V'hine, ha'ole mize, who comes out from this, who, ki elo yadayim kulam hem b'chemes gvos. The yadayim, again, at the end of the chasadim gvos, which are the most din dika chelik of the hands. Ka'asher adin mizgaber. So therefore, when the din is mizgaber, as roed dam b'hem. That means then, you have to understand that the 5 months apach, 5 months have a special koach to them, a special shefa. And that shefa is there to pull Yeshua's, to pull shefa, b'kedusha, which we can absorb and we can use. But unfortunately, chas v'sholem, if Klal Yisrael are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then that shefa is spoiled as nefach lidam, nefach yidam. Because I'll explain to you that the Beis Lechem Yehuda explains, this is based obviously on the Arizal, that when the din is mizgaber, when din is mizgaber, is mahafich her shefa from maim nukvim into dam, because you have 5 months apach on each side. And those are five connected, the five damim tohorim on the right hand side, and the five damim tameim on the left hand side. So if the shefa is kept on is on the high level, the shefa is kept on its highest level. But if not, it's lower down, chas v'sholem, it becomes spoiled, it becomes dumb. This is so possible, yedechem damim molu. Yedechem. It's a connection again with yedaim and damim. Now, hiyos shnei damim em kemuvu atzalim b'posuk, shofer dam adam ba'odam. It's possible in Bereishis, as the posuk says that a person who spills dam, ha'odam ba'odam. What's this repetition, ha'odam ba'odam? So he explains that the pshat is, we know that kiza yesh havayad alafim can gematriyama. We know that za is a representation. When we represent za in the siddur, or in Hashem, Hashem, we always represent them as ma. As ma. And that's a havaya, which is spelled yud vav dalet, ke alef vav ke alef. If you add up all those letters together, it spells 45. That's havaya de ma. That's always a representation of za. Now, in the Vav, you'll find an Aleph over there. V'ois Aleph, the Miloi Vav Aleph Vav, which is the Vav, the Havaya Aniska, he Bechina Eke, the Bina Biribua Aleph, Aleph K, Aleph K Yud, Aleph K Yud K. Shugimatra Dam. V'nimsa, Kivistalika Aleph Zu, the Miloi Havav Aleph Vav, V'oli Lemala Bibina, Asham, Ma Nishad Dam. I'll explain to you in a minute. For Aleph Zu, Gami dam kinizga. Harishnei pamim dam dam. Let's explain to you. So, if I take again that Havaya de Za, which is the Havaya de Ma, right? So, if I, which is, what's the gematria? That's 45. 45, right? Now, if I remove the Aleph of the Vav, Aleph Vav, right? Your Vav, how is Vav spelled? Bimirui Vav, Aleph Vav. If I remove that Aleph, I'm left with not 45, I've taken away one. That's 44. 44 is the gematria of dam. Now, what does that Aleph represents anyways? It represents the Ima coming in. Ima is represented by the Aleph because her name is Eke. Eke b'ribua. Eke b'ribua is also the gematria of 45. Is also the gematria of 44, excuse me. So either she'll give in this extra Aleph to make him 45, that'll be dumb. That's the dumb which is nurtured, which creates children. Without dumb, you have no children. And therefore, if Klal Yisrael are not doing what it's supposed to be doing, the Aleph is removed from the Aleph, from the Vav, which is only Vav, Vav, it's supposed to Vav, Aleph, Vav. And then you're left with the Matzah, which is Zah, is now 44, which is dumb. So her Eke, Aleph, Aleph K, Aleph K, Yud, Aleph K, Yud, K, but that's her name, Ima, which is 44, that's dumb. Ha'odom, Be'odom. That's Pshat the Pasuk, that there's a mingling of damim between that Odom and this Odom, and therefore that's Pshat the Pasuk. V'harishnei pamim dam dam. V'zeh sod Pasuk, shomreinin, another Pasuk. Again, these are just rise from Pesukim. We're losing the flow here, but this is just a little bit of rayas that the Arizal is bringing here. And then we'll get back to the Iker. Now, v'hine, v'zeh sod posog shomreini midei pach yakshulim. David HaMelech said that the Eibshter should save him from the midei pach, the hands of pach. We'll explain what that means. Yakshulim, which is a milshul for me. That everything that David HaMelech did, they were tying on him. You're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, and that's why he was roidev. They chased him out, Shaul HaMelech and his men. So he says, Rotoloma, what's pshat? What was David HaMelech actually saying to us? He was saying, Rotoloma, ki b'shtei yadayim, that's mide, that's pshat, mide in Pasuk, and he's called, yokshu pach li, shem shtei pamim dam, and niske shenasu begematria pach. Pach is, again, 2 times 44. 44 is dam. The two dam, which represents, again, to the right hand, left hand, 5 mantzabach on the right hand side, 5 mantzabach on the left hand side, that they were becoming dumb. That means that David the Melech was davening that the gvuos of Ima, believe it or not, should stay bebechinas shefa, and they should not shomreini. They should not become dumb. They should not become dumb. That they should stay in the ultimate state of shefa. Now zale inarish. Now let's go back into explaining what was the whole tafkid of all this. The whole tafkid is to explain one pasuk in the Parshas Chukas, which is called the Shiras HaBe'er. Now let's see, with all the information that we have now, see if we can understand. Let's put this all together. Now zol in erishon, says Arizal, kihine inyan kriyas haber, as we explain Shehi Rochel. The creation and the digging of the well, that the Ovos HaKadoshim were very misasik, and all the shiur was about the creation and the digging of the well, referring to building a bracha. Who bechinas nekudas tzion beis rechem, but particularly her beis rechem. That's what they were focusing on. Shesham hem chamesh gvuos mantzabach, because inside of there, in the creation of the keli, it was holding it together with these mantzabach. Shem sod adin anika choshech. Anirmaz be Rashi Tevos ber chafur sarim karua. That's part of the postul. That if you look at the first letters, beis chaf shin resh was bechoshech. That inside the ber, inside her yisoid is choshech. That was a remez. Shua bechoshech. Ve'elu nasim aridei ayadaim chesed v'gur d'ima. Those are the two yadaim going down and creating this mokum in Rachel, which is her keli yisoid. Va'aleihem ne'ama karu nidivei am elin avahan, and that is the asik of Avraham Yitzchak, particularly. That's what they were so busy with, creating and digging up wells. They were working and creating this mokum, which is going to be the rechem for Rachel. V'hine acher shenitkan kol zeh. Now we're finally getting to the next part of the pasuk, which we haven't explained yet. What's going to happen? What's the next stage of evolution in this process over here? So v'hine achshe nitkan kol ze, that means yisod the rochel is firmly established. Hitkim yisod sheba kiniska v'hine inen chafua v'kriya kiniska nichnasim now bar shalosh rishonis shem amokim shela anasim b'bechinas nai deza kenoda. Now the nai deza will be able to come in. Ve'elu nirmezu be'omro bim chokek. That's what the pasuk says. Bim chokek. There was going to be a chakira. That was part of the shira. Says the Zohar. That's pshat. Pshat is da yesod. Bim chokek is yesod. Okay. How? What? I'm not sure. But the Zohar says that's explanation. Chakika actually means to funnel. That's what the Rashi and the Metzuda and others explain. Sorry, the Or Chaim explain that it's a chakika. You're drawing the water, and you're leading it through a chakika, but the Zohar says it's called the yesod. And then the next word in the pasuk says, "Bim b'mishanoisam." Da Netzavol, it says Zohar, that's reference to Netzavol. That means the Naidazah, we know the Naidazah creates the entire Nukva, we know that. But as the Naidazah is coming in, it's bringing all the Moichim, which is going to build her up. That's the Moichim, that's the Shefa, that's what we're after. Va'az Rui Hil is Davik Imo Ponim with Ponim. Once she's fully built, that means she goes again from the Inyan of Chafur Be'er, she goes in front, she's completely Abba Vima built her up. Stage number one. Stage number two, Ima's gonna go in Karua Nidveyam. That's gonna fix up her Yesod. Once her Yesod is fixed up, then Bim Chokek, Bim Anoisom, says Klal Yisrael when they're singing the Shir Soyam. That means then the Naidasa is gonna come in and fill that up. Then she's gonna be fully ready to go Ponim B'Ponim. This is the second pshat. Remember a long time ago, we spoke about one pshat that means she's going upwards. Now this is talking about a different pshat. Keloma v'ze ali be'er anula. Keloma, that means the first pshat was talking about the tikkun of her. Now this pshat is referring back to the aliyah, right? He says, "Kaloma sakra adrich litchavra bebalich." That's the Zohar. And it says, "Go up and attach yourself from your place to your baal, which is a pirush." Shadibu hazeh neema. The pasuk speaking about le malchut anika rocha le nika ber is referring to the malchut herself. Ve'omrim la, right? As Klal Yisrael is saying the shiur, they're saying to her, they're davening as nikras ber. Ali, go up. Ritzaloma, he'eli my nukvim lemala bizivug imbala. Because now that you have your source of moichim, that the Zah is coming in and giving you the moichim, now bring that my nukvim up to Zah from your soid and misorer Zah to mizavig with you. Ki hare kva nitkan yesod shebach, ke moshe kozov ber chafu, sorry. Imke, Ali, ber anu, Einula, Hoil Vihi Ber Chafur Sarim. Okay? So that's the pshat over here. That the first pshat, let's go through the two pshat. The first pshat was, grow up, Rochel. Rochel, your Nekuda Ketani, Ali Ber, go and grow yourself up. The second pshat is, it's not referring to her, she's built up already in the second pshat. And the second pshat is referring to the Maim Nukvim, which is inside of her, to bring that up and give it over to Zah in order to Me'orer. Agam, she received it from Zah, but now she bring it back to Zah and Me'orer to make a Zivug. Okay? So, believe it or not, that was all Klal Yisrael davening in that one little posuk, all this Gans of Memra, in order to build this up, in order that once this Itzorus of Maim Nukvim goes up to Zah, Zah Mezavik, then Klal Yisrael finally will be able to get Gashmi water, water which is Gashmi, to them. It's all Siguli. Now, interesting that the last few lines here in this parak is actually the base Lechem Yehud. This is actually the beginning of the next parak. So I'm not sure whether it was a mistake, or an overlook, or an introduction. The Arizal usually doesn't do this, an introduction to the next parak. But accompany this is nothing, the next few lines has nothing to do with what we just talked about. It's actually an introduction of the next parak, which is referring to the Yesod de Abba. So let's just read it while it's here. Here, Bechinas Yesod de Abba Atzmo. We're referring now to the Yesod de Abba. Kevaritz by Etzleinu, Bechinasam Echem Beshloshe Gilguli at Moshe. Moshe had three Gilgulim, as you do in Mefursam. And that's referred to, that's a remes to his name, Rosh Tevus, Moshe, Shet, Hevel. That's Mem, Shin, and Hevel. So these three Gdoilim, Moshe, Shet, and Hevel, were all a reference to a Gilgul called Moshe Rabbeinu. Kemoshe bi'andu bedrush to Uma Yisrael, which is Zohar, Ayin Sham, v'gam b'chinas Moshe v'Aaron, hem Yisod Abba. Again, this whole next subject, the whole next parak, parakas will be about you. So the Abba, Kemoshe is by Bedush Moshe v'Aaron v'Ched Nadav Aviu b'Likudim Ayin Sham. So next time we meet, we're going to be doing parak ches and discussing more in depth the Yisod Abba. Okay, good. We'll stop it here for now.